Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back. This is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
So, February 14th is coming up.
情人节来了。It's Valentine's Day.
Yes, so it's that time of the year where some of you might be scratching your heads thinking about what to get your significant other.
哎，这两个英文用得特别好，一个是绞尽脑汁。刚才用英语是怎么说的来
？Scratch your head.
Scratch your head 就是挠头。那另一个呢，就是特指的另一半，在英文当中呢叫做
significant other。
就是意义重大的另一方 ，significant other 就指另一半 ，right？
Yeah。
所以呢，每年的情人节都会有人绞尽脑汁的去想，然后 scratch your heads， 送什么礼物给你的另一半啊？
Yes, so many of you might be scratching your heads thinking about what to get your significant other.
你知道吗？有一年情人节，我打车的时候，这个 taxi driver, so he was like in his 50s, 就是50多岁吧。然后呢，他说他送给他老婆一颗菜花，然后他自己很得意的说：“你看这个菜花，它既能当花，还能炒菜吃，多好呀！”
Well, like this, he'll be able to enjoy his gift to his wife too.
对，他倒是蛮享受的哈。那国外有没有人吐槽就是自己收到的这种奇葩的情人节礼物呢？
Yeah, so of course, today we won't be making any gift recommendations, but we will talk about some of the weirdest gifts people have received on Valentine's Day.
那我们今天呢，就来听一听英语国家当中网民们吐槽那些年我收到的奇葩情人节礼物。
And you know, I really want to say that some of these are definitely very, very weird.
究竟有多奇葩呢？我们一个一个的来看吧。
Okay, so the first one, I'm going to be reading it. It says, a t-shirt with a picture of my boyfriend and on the back, a poem of how awesome and sweet he was.
所以呢，这个女孩收到的礼物是一件 t-shirt。对吧 ？A T-shirt with a picture of her boyfriend， 前面呢印着她男友的这个照片，然后 on the back 后面呢是一个 a poem， 一首诗赞扬 how awesome and sweet he was， 男朋友的一种自我的赞美。
Okay, so this one I think is actually pretty funny. I'm not sure I would actually wear it in public though.
对，这个但是特别好玩哈。
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so on the second one.This one says, my ex gave me seeds that he took out of his pocket because he said he was allergic to flowers so I could grow my own.
这个女孩说，前男友 my ex， 然后从兜里呢掏出了一些种子，然后说呢，就是说这个男生对花过敏， he was allergic to flowers， 对吧？所以呢，就对这个女孩说，你可以自己种， you can grow your own, right?
I mean, it's quite creative, but chocolate probably would have worked too.
对呀、啊，就是 maybe that's how he became the ex. 可能这也就是为什么他突然变成前任了吧。
It's true. Okay, so the next one, she says that my boyfriend of 4 years printed out 12 roses on paper and laid them on the floor.
哇、wow, 哦这个真的好奇葩呀 so weird. 那么交往4年的男友 boyfriend of 4 years, 对吧，然后呢他送给这个女生的礼物呢是在纸上打印出12朵玫瑰 printed out 12 roses on paper, 然后呢 laid them on the floor, 然后放到了地板上。这就是礼物了。
Well, I guess her expectations must not be very high this year.
对，那这个风格的话今年也别太指望了哈。我很好奇他前3年送的礼物是什么样的。
I have no idea, but...
那我们来看第四个吐槽。
Yeah, so for the fourth one, here it says, I didn't get anything because my ex's birthday was on Valentine's Day, so he said it was his day.
He said it was his day, 就是说啥礼物都没有。因为男朋友的生日呢就是情人节当天 right? 所以呢 so he said it was his day.
Yeah, well, you know, perhaps they probably could have found a middle ground.
对啊，可以，可不可以选一个 middle ground?
Yeah. So yeah, and so the fifth one we'll talk about here is this one says, I got chocolates from the dollar store and my boyfriend ate half of the box before giving them to me.
就是这个啊，这个真的好奇葩。就是这个 dollar store 就是美国的那种一元店，对吧？然后呢，就是这个女生呢就说，我得到的礼物就是我男朋友在这个 dollar store， 在这个美国的一元店里呢买了一盒巧克力，而且呢还吃了一半，然后呢送给女朋友当情人节礼物。她是很饿吗
？Yeah, he must have been hungry on the way home then. Okay, so this one is also with like chocolate, but so here he got me chocolate and roses, except he knew that I am allergic to flowers and lactose intolerant.
这位极不走心哈，明明知道自己女朋友花粉过敏 allergic to flowers， 他偏送玫瑰，对吧？然后这个女朋友还有这个 lactose intolerant 就指乳糖不耐受，就是 lactose 就指乳糖，然后 intolerant 就不耐受。那乳糖不耐受呢，还非送巧克力。
Yeah, that's a good reminder to note these things about your significant other when giving presents. Well, you know, on a positive note, it's the thought that counts, no?
对，总比没有强哈。但是也得记着点哈，就是 you keep it a reminder, 就是送礼物的时候要记得你的女朋友啊，或者是你的这个 significant other 对什么东西过敏啊，或者说不喜欢什么东西。
Yeah. What I do is I think it's quite helpful is to actually just keep a note. Every time there's something new that comes up, you just keep writing it down so you don't forget.
对，好记性不如烂笔头。
Okay, so the next one here, she says that he gave me a candle that I gave his mom for Christmas.
美国人喜欢送蜡烛，这个我们都知道哈。但是这位男朋友送的这个 candle 后面有一个定语从句，就是 a candle that I gave his mom for Christmas， 也就是他收到的这个礼物呢，是这个女生以前圣诞节的时候送给男生妈妈的。
Yeah, so yeah, maybe that would have been good for him to double check with his mom before.
应该提前问一下他妈这是谁送的，对不对？
Okay, so this next one, I don't know if a lot of people actually gift this, but this woman got a gym membership from her boyfriend.
一个女生呢，她说她收到的最奇葩的这个礼物是男朋友送给她了一个健身房会员卡 ，a gym membership. 这个礼物奇葩是因为欧美人好像对礼物背后的含义比较敏感，就是这个 the hidden message.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, it's quite a risky present to gift because there could be a hidden message there.
就是说这个 a hidden message there 就指你啥意思呀？ Is there a hidden message?
Yeah.
是有什么隐藏的含义吗？ Yeah. 是觉得我身材不够好吗？
So, yeah. Okay, so the next one here, it says, my ex-husband once gave me a vacuum cleaner.If you want to know how that turned out, reread the first and second word.
这个女生很有意思哈，她说，她收到老公的情人节礼物呢，是一个 vacuum cleaner， 就是指那个吸尘器哈。那她说，如果你想知道后来怎么样了，然后 reread the first second words， 就是这个你要读一下我前面说的这个第一个、第二个词，就是 my ex-husband。就变成前夫哥了。
Obviously, that didn't really work out too well for him.
No.
This next one, and I hope that this doesn't happen to too many people because it's quite sad, but this woman received a breakup text.
Wow. 这个女生呢，她收到的最奇葩的情人节礼物就是 a breakup text. 分手短信。Ouch.
Yeah, you know, by text and on Valentine's Day, that's pretty horrible.
That is so horrible.
Well, okay, so this next one, it says, my ex got me a package of dates with a note that read, here's some dates because I know you'll never be able to get any others from anyone else.
Wow, 这个真的好欠揍啊。
I don't know how I would react to that.
所以呢，这个家伙吧，他还很聪明，对吧？他在就是玩这种文字游戏，因为这个 date 除了有早的意思之外，就是吃的这个早，还有另外一个含义，就是约会的意思，对吧？ 所以呢他的前任呢送给他的是一个 a package of dates， 送了这么一包枣，然后给他写了一个字条，然后字条上写着是来送你一些 dates 对吧然后因为我知道你以后呢也没法从其他人那儿就是得到任何的这个 dates 了，就是也不会跟其他任何人约会了，真的是又 mean 又 funny
for sure
又 funny 又 mean。
You don't really know how to react because it's actually quite smart as well.
对，你看了之后觉得哇，真的好讨厌，但是真的 so true, right? 但是也不一定啊，我还可以 get some dates from the others as long as you become my ex.
Well, actually, no, she did. She said my ex, so I guess she's gonna have more dates now. Was wrong.
他可能是想了想说 Well, I think I might need more dates.
So, okay, this next one here is simply an empty box of chocolate.
这个女生呢她得到的礼物呢是一盒空巧克力，也就是个巧克力盒子呗。
Yeah, and here, so she said, he told me that he bought it and there was coconut in all of them, which there never is, she claims.
也就是奇葩男友呢说他真买了这个巧克力了，但是巧克力里面呢都有这个 coconut, 对吧？
He said he had to eat them to keep her from having an allergic reaction because she's allergic to coconut.
所以因为这个男生就说啊，因为你看你是对这个 coconut 过敏的，所以呢我必须得替你吃了。对吧，以防你有这个 allergic reaction, 以防你有这个过敏反应，就是还得感谢他呗。
So he said, for Valentine's Day, I saved your life.
Oh my gosh, 这太奇葩了。他还对女生说，你看，我在情人节这一天哈 I saved your life, 我救了你的命。
Well,
太奇葩了，这个分手了没有啊，这个。
Yeah, she said it didn't last long after that.
It didn't last long after that. 就是在这之后呢，这个关系也没有持续太久哈。情人节礼物送了一个空巧克力盒，外加一个救命恩人 ，so weird, 太奇葩了。
Yeah, and I'm sure that there's chocolate without any coconut. Like he could have made an effort.
对，他只是一个借口。
Okay, so this next one, I think, is the weirdest one for me. Like, I would be so uncomfortable. Here she said that my ex got me frozen flowers he stole from a cemetery.
我觉得这个都已经不仅仅只是 weird, 我觉得是 creepy.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
是吧？太奇葩了。这一位收到的这个奇葩礼物呢，是男朋友从 cemetery, 就是这个公墓给偷来的 frozen flowers.就偷来的这种冷冻花，就是他的前任。
Yeah, I really don't know how I would react to that. Maybe run.
完全无语 ，speechless.
If this happens to anyone, you should probably just run, like it's a psychopath.
对，遇到这样男朋友，赶紧跑。下一个奇葩礼物，这一个留言好像是一个男生写的哈。
Yeah, so here he says, once I ordered my girlfriend flowers that didn't arrive.Or maybe they were stolen from the porch. So I gave her the delivery confirmation. It was not as funny as I thought it would be.
这个很明显就是个直男。订了花没送到，或者是放在这个 porch, 就是美国的那种前廊上面被偷了，对吧？总之呢，这个花没送到，所以呢，这个礼物呢，就从这个 flowers 变成了 delivery confirmation, 就是交货确认单。最后呢，这个男生还纳闷说 It was not as funny as I thought it would be. 竟然没有我以为的那么好笑，这是直男的困惑。
Well, you know, at least he ordered them.
对，也只能这么安慰自己了哈。跟前面的这个一比的话，我觉得这个其实还蛮可爱的哈。
Yeah, yeah, it's quite cute for sure.
最后一个我觉得真的也挺奇葩了。
Yeah, this one basically, this girl said, my now ex...picked me up in a limo and took me to a fancy restaurant.
这个蛮好的哈，因为这个 limo 就是那种豪华轿车，所以呢，这个男朋友呢是用这个 limo 这个豪华轿车呢去接这个女生 pick her up, 然后 in a limo, 然后呢去了一个豪华餐厅 fancy restaurant, 然后呢
So then when he brought her home, he said,Oh, your half of the cost is $450. Can you write me a check?
Whoa, 他要求女朋友分摊一半的费用，而且要求 Can you write me a check? 你能不能给我开一张支票呢？
Yeah, ouch. Maybe that would have been made clear in the beginning. It would be better.
但如果一开始说我要请你吃饭，然后我们 AA 制的话，我就最起码在中国文化当中是不太接受的。
嗯、yeah.
而且呢，这个女生在她这个留言的一开始，她就说了，她说 My now ex 现在已经成为了前任。
Yeah, I can understand that.
对啊、嗯、我们讲的这十五个例子吧都是挺奇葩的，的确是一些很奇葩的一些礼物哈。那梅丽你呢，你有什么类似的经历吗？
No, to be honest, I personally have been quite lucky and never really received any weird Valentine's Day gift.
你看这就是单身的好处哈，就没人给你添堵。
And you know, I really do think that it is the thought that counts.You know, a little bit of effort is nice, but a good Valentine's Day gift doesn't have to be expensive or extravagant.
嗯，就是任何礼物，其实就是说这个，the thought that counts, 就是有心意即可，对吧？不用太贵，也不用太奢侈。
For sure. So yeah, we just want to wish you all a very happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, to all of our listeners. 但如果呢你是单身，那我也祝你快乐，因为人无爱恋，幸福无边，夜里不受梦扰，白天没有思念。所以呢，不管有没有情人，都祝你 Happy Valentine's Day.
And also, we are curious, what is the worst or the best Valentine's gift you've ever received?
嗯，我其实也真的是很好奇哈，就是我们这些听众朋友们，你们收到过的最好的和最差的情人节礼物都是什么呢？特别期待评论区里面你们的回答。
Thank you guys. See you next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Colorful, so beautiful.